This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, the candidates have agreed to debate tonight on this Thursday. This is debate day. They picked this day because they knew it's Thursday Coast. To give Marcos and I a chance to give you a debate preview, we want to do that. Marcos has also come up with 11 reasons why we know Joe Biden is going to win. So we'll get into all of that with you. He is the founder of the largest online progressive community, dailycoast.com, the founder of civicswithaq.com, and also the host of the ever popular podcast, The Brief, Marcos Melitzas. Hey, buddy, how are you? Happy Thursday, Coast.
Happy Thursday. How are you doing?
I'm good.
We've been traveling.
Yeah, we've been traveling.
Vacation, here and there, getting ready. Yeah, getting ready.
Yeah.
Big election season, which really kicks off tonight.
Yeah, this is it. This is the beginning of the election season. Why don't we start there? What does Joe Biden need to do tonight? And how much of a difference? Because I know we've talked about folks don't really start paying attention maybe till August.
Yeah.
But this is June. Are people going to start paying attention early as a result of this debate?
So this has been Joe Biden's biggest strategic coup of the season, was getting Donald Trump to agree to do this debate. Republicans and their allies, so people like Sean Hannity and what's his face? It's Swingali. I can't think of his name. Like Steve Bannon. They've been begging Trump. They've been giving him all sorts of excuses why he can drop out of this debate, because they know strategically it makes no sense. But Donald Trump last month had been just egging Biden on, because he's either convinced himself, or they've all convinced themselves, that Joe Biden can't put together two sentences without drooling and falling on his face, right? So they thought this was a winner for them. Joe Biden said, here are the terms, and let's do it. And Donald Trump, the savvy negotiator he thinks he is, accepted those terms without negotiating back. It was unreal. And he did so within minutes, without consulting with his staff. Because I don't think there's no chance in hell that the Biden campaign thought that Trump would agree to their, because this all plays to Joe Biden early in the season. Biden's biggest challenge right now is that people are not paying attention to the campaign. This gives people a tune in early. Second of all, no studio audience. Clearly, Trump thrives and feeds off the energy from his supporters. He's going to be sitting in an empty, cold room. That's going to be tough for him. Cut off mics. Again, Trump, part of his way of doing business is just to be an a-hole and interrupting and trying to knock the other person off stride. Can't do that if the mic is cut off. This is not a smart play for Donald Trump. And Mark, you can imagine what's going to be the first question Trump's going to get. Should he, as a convicted felon, be running for president after he said that Hillary Clinton should drop out because of the possibility she might be indicted? He's been convicted. Second question he's going to be asked is about abortion. This is not ground that is good for him. So it's going to be I predict, assuming he even shows up, I think there's still a little bit of a chance that he doesn't show up. But assuming he shows up, I suspect it's going to be a rough night for him, which is why he and his allies have been spending all week talking about how Joe Biden is going to be hopped up on cocaine. He's going to be hopped up on energy drinks. He's going to be shot up with drugs. They're going to send the body double. There's all sorts of crazy conspiracy theories already explaining why Joe Biden is going to be the better debater tonight. And not even the better debater. Yes, what does he need to do? Literally, he needs to just show up, not fall on his face, not drool on himself. Don't have a stroke in the middle of the debate, Joe. That's what he needs to do, because Republicans have done such an incredible job of lowering those expectations and making it seem like Biden is completely cognitively impaired, that when he shows up and acts normal, yeah, they're going to blame him. Oh, he took drugs. He's all hopped up on amphetamines. They're going to come up with the crazy conspiracy theories. But in the end, the vast majority of people who watch that are going to be going, oh, He didn't drool on himself. I guess
he's
not as cognitively impaired as they've all been claiming.
True story. A colleague texted me last night, and he said, "Mark, I know for a fact that cocaine does not prevent dementia." And I was like, and I didn't respond because there was only one response I could have had. Like, how would you know? But I didn't want to get into that right now. And this is who lived a rough life. I just took for granted they actually knew what they were saying. So I take that as authority, folks. So don't try that at home.
And Mark, this conspiracy theory about the cocaine or amphetamines or energy drink, like this idea that Biden has this magic drug that makes him coherent and competent, but he only takes it some of the time, is in its face ludicrous. If this magical drug existed, he'd be on it all the time, right? So
it
really is them pre-explaining why their narrative about Joe Biden actually does not meet reality.
No, it doesn't at all. And it so what's the bar for Trump? It's almost as if he has no bar, does he? He can just be crazy. I don't even know. I don't know. How do you even prepare to debate him? Because you have to think, let's prepare the craziest things he's going to say. And then you prepare for that. But then you don't know how crazy he might. When you're dealing with crazy, they can say anything. He might start talking about sharks in Vegas.
He will. He's going to totally talk about that. It's absolutely one of the things that was funny last week or earlier this week. It all blends in. Was Donald Trump making fun of Joe Biden? It was earlier this week. Making fun of Joe Biden for preparing. Oh, he's 12 days off the campaign trail to prepare for the debate. And he thinks that's funny and weird. And remember Hillary Clinton, he did the same thing with Hillary Clinton and she mopped the floor with him. And his reaction was, oh, she got the questions in advance. Like he can't fathom the idea of actually studying, being prepared, taking the job seriously. So yes, what Trump is going to be Trump. Like there's literally nothing he can do that will absolve him. Like he's cast. He's not even preparing. He doesn't care. He'll be him. How does Biden respond to that? I think Biden, the crazy, and maybe say, if you understood what that was, let me know.
That might be a good response. Look at this dude. See, because here's the other thing, y'all. The mics are going to be off when the other person's speaking. We know what Trump's going to do. He's going to still be talking while the mic is off because he can't control himself. Yeah. Biden, on the other hand, what he could do is he could still... You can communicate with the audience with your facial expressions. Mm-hmm. If it's me and he's saying something crazy, I'm just looking at the camera.
Laugh. Trump hates nothing more than to be laughed at. Just laugh at him. It'll drive him crazy. And call him convicted felon over and over again.
Marcos, I thought about doing something fun with you today. Not that we don't always do something fun, but let's do a little role play.
Uh-oh.
You be Biden. And I'll be Trump. Is that all right? Can you do that?
All right.
All right. So I think I need to switch sides too. I'm going to switch over because I think Biden's on the right, Trump's on the left. So let's try this. So I'm Trump. Joe Biden, your Department of Justice has targeted me and everybody on January 6th. You're prosecuting me. Your son's on drugs and you're prosecuting me. And I'm a victim, so that's, I'm Trump. So what is your response to that is? I'm being prosecuted by you, you're coming after me, it's just unjust Justice Department, I'm a target, and So what is your response to that?
What Joe's gonna say is the Justice Department is independent, but Donald, it wasn't the Justice Department that put top secret documents at Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't the Justice Department that had you grope and sexually assault multiple women. It wasn't the Justice Department that had you have sex with a porn star while your wife, Melania, was home with a baby. It wasn't a Justice Department that cooked your books. You don't want to have the Justice Department breathing down your neck? Don't do no crimes.
You see how my mouth is moving. That's him talking with the mic. He's going to be raving while you're saying all this. And you're not going to be able to hear him. He's going to hear his mouth moving. He's going to be having a total meltdown. That's who they need to watch for, a stroke. Because...
It's not out of the realm of possibility. Sure.
See, if you say, can you imagine saying to him, nobody told you to sexually assault a woman? He is going to probably explode.
He's not used to being challenged in person. He does not do
so. Here's another one.
I won the election in 2020. You didn't win the election. It was a stolen election. You stole that one, and you're going to steal this one.
Yeah, even Newsmax, even Fox News, even all your friends have admitted it. The ones that aren't in jail because of their crime.
So, folks, this is how this thing may go tonight. Lord have mercy. It's going to be, might be one of the most watched. Does it help that there is no audience?
Absolutely, it helps. One, it's distracting, but two, it creates this impression. If you're sitting there going, is Donald Trump sounding a little crazy to me? And the audience is hooting and hollering. You're like, okay, maybe I'm missing something because they seem to like him. So I think that positive reinforcement impacts the viewing audience. I think a cold, silent room where he's just staring back at CNN is going to be a problem. He's going to go after the moderators too, right? That's clearly going to be part of this plan, and he's going to use that to raise money, how unfair they were to him. But to me, it's a disaster for him. And I don't see how he does not, absent Joe Biden having a stroke, I don't see how Donald Trump comes out of this in better shape. And I've been saying this, Mark, Donald Trump is maxed out at 46.8% of the vote. He cannot get the 47% of the vote. So the question is, can he grow that base of support? He's done nothing to grow that base of support. In fact, he's done everything to shrink that base of support. He's continuing to lose college-educated, suburban, white people, mostly women. Also, big chunk of his base has died because of COVID, because of his misinformation and disinformation. So he is shrinking base. So there's all this talk about how the conviction helped him because he raised a bunch of money. Well, great, he's got money, but that 47% shrunk probably another 1 to 2 points, according to the polls. Doesn't sound like a lot, but in this tight election, that is everything. So what does he need to do tonight? Is he needs to find a way to grow his base of support. I don't see how he does it because he cannot do it. He cannot say the things he needs to say to grow his support. He's going to be playing to his base. It's clear. We know this as a fact that they are now focused on base mobilization. They're not trying to do persuasion. So the only really question in November is, can Joe Biden bring out the Democratic base? That's the question. Trump will be at 46%-ish. We don't know how much Kennedy and Cornel West and Jill Stein will get. They'll get 2 or 3 points here and there. So the question is, can Joe Biden get the 47% in the key battleground states? And that's the only thing that matters. And one of the things he needs to do is he needs to dispel this narrative. And now's a great time to do it early that he has cognitive decline. If he goes out there, he's sharp. He's smiling. He's laughing at Donald Trump. He's taking in his jabs and he's coherent. If he pulls that off, and I suspect he will, it'll absolutely shatter that narrative, that Republican narrative, and it'll make people feel much more at ease all across the country. And he's still got challenges, of course, immigration, Gaza, just like Donald Trump has his challenges. But I think that Joe Biden's ceiling is a lot higher than Donald Trump. Donald Trump just maxed out. So it's a question of Joe Biden working on that persuasion to get people that are skeptical about him to turn out. And by starting now in June, it's huge as opposed to the traditional start of the presidential campaign, which is September after Labor Day.
No, I would agree. I think that's true. I think that's very important. And I don't know how he grows his base saying the crazy stuff. You're right about Trump. You mentioned, too, the negotiations. There were no negotiations, y'all. I want y'all to understand that. If I were Biden, I would even say this. You present yourself as a businessman, art of the deal. And there was no deal. You just jumped at it because your ego, and he really believes. And I guess the reason to believe it is because the 47% or less that he plays to is going to always be with him. So if he gets up there and has a stroke and pulls his pants down, he's still got that base. They're not moving. That's how insane. Although I think we do know that the 47 can just go down to 46 and he's in trouble. And that it might go down to 46 just off of the convictions, because we're learning from some of the polls that some of the people who are his staunchest supporters ain't feeling the convictions. Yeah. That's just human nature. Yeah. If Marco's not came on next week, y'all, and we both got indicted and busted, y'all would look at us a little bit differently. Y'all mean, I like Mark and Marcos. Those are great guys, but damn.
I would hope they would.
Y'all might give us a minute and say, but still gonna be like, why are they getting busted? What kind of crimes did they commit? And then it's the nature of the crimes. And then the average person also who's been in the legal system, has had a loved one in the legal system, doesn't attack the judge, the jury, the clerk,
that's a little bit pathological too. That's not normal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the role play, though, I'm gonna throw another one out at you specifically. Joe Biden, you and your son have stolen money. Your son's on drugs. Your son's a criminal.
Yeah, I love my son. I believe in family. He's had tough times. I support him. My whole family supports him because that's what families do. They love each other through difficult times, through the good times, through all the times. And he's doing the justice system that you claim is rigged. That same justice system is doing its job with Hunter Biden. I accept whatever verdict comes out. I will not pardon him. I'm not going to do what stuff you did, pardon all your buddies, and let the system play out. And just to be very clear, that justice system that you say is rigged against you, and there's a two-tier system, that's the same system that my son is going through. And I will not attack that justice system. I will defend it. I will accept it. And I will love my son no matter what.
That's the answer. So now you came up with 11 points, 11 pieces of evidence that you, as far as you're concerned, are convincing that Joe Biden will be reelected. So folks, lend an ear. This is very important. This is some interesting analysis Marcos has done. Let's go through the 11, if you would.
And right before you start, just very clear, the title's provocative. You can still lose. This is all assuming Joe Biden will win if we do our job as activists to get the vote out, to do what we need to do to get people to turn out. So just very clear, if we don't have that, then obviously we don't stand a chance. But I'd rather be Joe Biden than Donald Trump right now. And these are the reasons.
Actually, these are 11 reasons. These aren't all the reasons why one should want to be Joe Biden rather than Donald Trump. There are a lot of other reasons that aren't listed here as to why nobody should want to be Donald Trump. But anyway, we don't want to do that. Number one, Trump's tied in polling, even though people aren't paying attention.
Yeah, the polling is very clear that about a third of Americans really haven't tuned in yet. And that third of Americans is, Donald Trump has pretty much solidified his base already. Like, his people are his people. They never left. He's got them. People have doubts about Joe Biden. So as people tune in and they see Donald Trump railing against washing machine, what dishes in the laundry machine or whatever that nonsense was, and sharks. And as they see him and start listening to his actual message, once you get past the crazy and then you get to the actual dangerous crazy, the stuff about becoming a dictator, that will move. Also, 18% of people think that loss of Roe v. Wade abortion rights was Joe Biden's fault because he was president when it happened. They don't understand that it was the Supreme Court appointed by Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going around bragging about how he's the reason that Roe v. Wade is gone. So these are just people that haven't really tuned in. I think as people tune in, Joe Biden's numbers are going to go up. And what we're seeing in most of the polling is that there is a high degree of undecideds, but the undecideds are mostly on the Joe Biden side. So you have Donald Trump, you have numbers like 45-45. As I said, Donald Trump is maxed out at 47. He cannot get, so he's got 2 points to grow. Joe Biden's got another 8 points here to grow. Will he do it? That's what we got to do as activists to make sure that's what happens. And hopefully that process will start tonight. But right now, given the advantages of just people's discontent with inflation, with the state of the economy, with the vibes, there's just this vibes thing, right? Oh, Joe Biden's old. Joe Biden's actually been a very effective president, but people can't get past the vibes. And as they tune in right now, it'll shift that attitude from, Joe Biden, four more years of Joe Biden to, holy shit, 4 more years of Donald Trump? Can't handle that. Nope. So that's what I'm hoping also happens tonight. If people start seeing the crazy Donald Trump, they're like, yeah, that's scary. Let me stick with the boring, boring old guy as opposed to the scary old guy.
So that's number one. You tied in number two and three as well. Where will Trump's growth come from? He's maxed out demographically. That's number two of the 11 reasons. Number three is people learn that Trump's responsible for Dobbs, it'll bleed support. So those are important. Those are reasons. One, two, and three, folks. One, that Trump's tied, even though people aren't paying attention. Two, where will Trump's
growth come from? He's maxed out demographically in three. If people learn that Trump's responsible for Dobbs, it'll bleed support. It's still puzzling to me that people think Biden is. You got to really be uninformed to not know that. But that's important because as people understand the importance of the court, that was the point history Hillary was trying to make. People didn't listen. So you're not just, folks, you might say, I don't like a certain body running for president, but who you're picking for president is also going to pick who's going to be on these courts. And it's going to affect us for decades. These are lifetime appointments, yeah. Even at the federal bench. Mm-hmm. Number four, Trump's conviction will take its toll over time. Polling has been brutal for him on that.
Yeah, you had 10% of Republicans saying that they're less likely to vote for him. Almost 50% of the independents. When you look at the numbers, people may not have fully, you know, bled yet, but they're feeling queasy about it. Just like you said earlier, Mark, people are like, all right, I still support Trump, but oof, this is a little uncomfortable. And as it adds up to other things, his crazy things he says, the dangerous things he says, even Joe Biden being competent and dispelling this notion that he's cognitively declined, I think people will start, that'll start to pile up. But even now, it's clear in the polling that he's lost 2 to 3 points because of that conviction. He raised a lot of money from it, but the money, he's going to throw in TV ads. That's not going to convince anybody. I would worry less about the money than a lot of people and more about the fact that it is, he is bleeding support and he can't bleed any support. He has literally zero margin for error. He hit an inside. It was a grand slam in 2016 beating Hillary. Everything had to go right. And everything went right for him. It was just a cascade of just ridiculous historical anomalies that just all benefited him. And he won with 55 point something percent of the vote. But doing that twice, the conditions are different too. Like people know who Donald Trump is, and people are more revved up to fight him than they were in 2016.
Number five, the 11 reasons why Biden is going to win, as Marcos writes at Daily Coast. Five, Dems are overperforming in special elections, which are actual elections, not polls. So folks want to focus on polls. When we look at the special elections, especially since the overturning of Roe, why is that not the headline that Democrats are winning these special elections? I think fewer people know about that than those who know or think that Biden is responsible for Roe.
Yeah, there's several things that are polling related, so I got to be careful to stay focused. But absolutely, in 2022, Mark, there was only a couple of us that were saying that the Democrats were going to overperform historical norms. Because in a midterm election, the party in the White House loses big. It's just standard. Only time it didn't happen was 1911, after 9/11. And it happened in 2022. Why? Because Dobbs. That was a 9/11 type shock to the political system. And we saw it coming because of the special elections. And the punditry special elections don't matter. That's a different electorate. Tell you what, Mark, if Republicans do well in special elections, the punditry says, ooh, that's good for Republicans. If Democrats do good in special elections, the punditry says, ooh, that's bad for Democrats. It is not bad. It is always good because what it shows is intensity of the core base. And that is the foundation upon which elections are won. These are the people that are walking precincts, knocking on doors, making phone calls, talking to their friends, making sure they're aware and engaged and winning these in the middle of the year special elections by pretty big numbers. And even in the ones that we're not winning, because there may be very heavily Republican districts, the Democrat is dramatically overperforming. Nothing suggests that this will change in 2024, just like it did in 2022. Now, a lot of the punditry still says that. Nah, we don't. That doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. It's a different electorate. And those are true. It does not feel right because it is a different electorate. But the data is very clear. We've done Daily Coast did a very in-depth scientific study, and there is a direct correlation between election results and the margin of victory in special elections. And right now, it's about 3%. So Democrats are overperforming their 2020 Biden numbers by about 3.5%. Not as big as it was in 2022. Big enough, though. Because, again, Trump cannot afford to lose a single point.
And y'all hear Marcos saying that. It makes all the sense in the world. I don't think he knows that, though. Because I don't think they have intelligent people on their side. I don't think they're actually dealing with numbers. They can't be. Because you're dealing with numbers. You're trying to get some independence. You're trying to get some other people. You don't play to one demographic in the base. I don't think they realize that they've hit a ceiling.
I really don't. Some campaigners are just not intelligent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number six, and we're short on time. I want to just list these and have you run with them. Number six, Trump underperformed his polling numbers in primaries. Number seven, inflation is under control, but yet still problematic. Eight, Republicans have been trying to make immigration a major election issue for years, but it hasn't worked. Number nine, Democrats are more scared of Trump than Republicans are of Biden, which impacts intensity. Number 10, Trump is an incoherent mess who is more interested in airing grievances than issuing a focused popular agenda. And number 11, Trump is siphoning donor money from Republicans for legal expenses and personal grift. So those are 11. In the time remaining, let me just throw it over to you and you can address those all together one by one. Spend a little time on inflation, though, because we know some people care about the economy.
So the two ones I'll focus on is the Trump underperforming his polls, because he was underperforming by almost 10 points the actual election results in the primaries. And today, Nate Cohen at the New York Times admitted that in their Sierra Club polling, Republicans are responding more. It's called response bias. The more Republicans are more apt to respond to a pollster question, which was the opposite of 2016. The models were shifted to account for this hidden Trump vote. Have the models been shifted right now? No, because nobody quite knows what's going on. But we do know that they're more apt to respond to polls after the conviction. But even in the primary, that was before a conviction, Trump supporters are more likely to respond to polls, which is why he overperforms. And again, if we see this play out into November, not a good sign for him. And then the other two, I'll just combine immigration and inflation, because those are the two issues, substantive issues Republicans are running on. There's a lot of noise about a lot of stuff, but really their message comes down to inflation and the economy and immigration. The border's under assault. The border, wrote recently, Democrats have lost the immigration debate. They've lost it. And for reasons that we're not going to get into today, Joe Biden tried to make a deal with Republicans, giving them exactly what they wanted, and Donald Trump scuttled it. Republicans can still try to use that as an issue, but it's a lot easier for Biden to say, the deal is there. We gave you everything. Here's some Republicans that say that, like Langford of Oklahoma. And you are the reason we don't have that deal. It doesn't fully negate it 100%, but it does defang it significantly. And then inflation is probably their most salient message. And, you know, a lot of people are like, we have the lowest inflation in the industrialized world and the best economy in an industrialized world and the best job growth and best wage growth. And that's all true. But in politics, if you're explaining, you're losing. So what I will say about inflation is that it is their most potent issue. But in 2022, inflation was three times as high. Today, it's at 3.5%. In 2022, it was close to 9%. It was the issue. And Republicans still lost because of abortion and democracy. So I will not say it's not important. It's actually a dangerous issue for Biden. And again, you can't explain it away. If you're explaining in politics, you're losing. But what you can do is you can pivot to the other issues that are actually very salient. Joe Biden was very effective at that. I always bring up how he made his closing statement in 2022 about democracy, and all the pundits went crazy about what a missed opportunity and people need to hear about the economy. Turned out to be a brilliant move. People are scared about their democracy. They're scared about losing their rights, not just abortion, but now marriage rights are in the crosshairs. So it's going to be a potent issue, but it's not the issue that determines people's votes. And particularly since Donald Trump's not offering anything to suggest that he would drop it. And in fact, his talk about 100% tariff on Chinese goods would dramatically increase inflation. And that's a message that Democrats can use to also counter Republican attacks on inflation and the economy.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This will be interesting, folks. We will watch tonight with great anticipation. Marcos has also been taking a look at what QAnon has been posting. And they're talking about cloning now, I believe.
Cloning. When Joe Biden does well, it's good. It will be because he's a clone. They've come a long way with clones, they think.
Oh. So they think this person is a clone. Are you serious?
Yeah, they think there's multiple.
That's interesting.
Now, there are some that I even posted who think that Donald Trump is actually the president and Joe Biden is an actor designed so people don't realize that Donald Trump is the president. Why? I don't know. But these are not the smartest people.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so this will be a wild ride tonight, folks. Stay tuned. And also the coverage at dailycoast.com. Be sure to check it out tonight. Marcos Melissas, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody listening.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.